I put up some papier d'identité, urgent care, dictation is for Rosa Angelica. Oresti, Oresti spells U-R-E-S-T-I, Rose Angelica spells R-O-S-A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A. Date of birth is 09-24-1993. This is a 29-year-old female here with cough period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a week or two, but has gotten worse in the last 5 days. She says cough is productive of green sputum, sometimes yellow. She says that she works at nights and her facility that she works at is cold. I notice whenever she's exposed to cold, it increases her cough period. Patient denies travel history. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient stated that she had a COVID test 2 days ago and it was negative, period, and doesn't want, she says she doesn't want to have another one today, period. Next paragraph, she reports throat pain. Said pain is approximately 6 out of 10, worse with swallowing. She described pain as sharp. Next line, patient reports headache. Said it's not the worst headache of her life. Says she has sinus infection and headache feels like a sinus, another episode of a sinus infection. Describe a headache as pressure-like, it's non-radiating, and located in her cheeks and behind her eyes, period. Next line, patient report, runny nose, said discharge from her nose is green, said her nose are congested, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. O2 sat is 100%. Primary blood pressure is 137 over 82. Pulse 102. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. Patient goes into a cough fit with deep inspiration. Period. Next paragraph. Nose. Green discharge, edematous and erythematous turbinates, nares are congested, period. Next paragraph, throat, there's edema and erythema, uvula is benign and mobile. No exudate, period. Next paragraph, face, tender maxillary and frontal sinuses, no facial edema or erythema. Next paragraph, neck for range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, no tendon, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding. Normal bowel sounds, no peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and effect in normal, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is influenza A. Assessment number 2, influenza B, both acute. Assessment number 3 is acute pharyngitis. Number 4 is acute sinusitis. Number 5 is acute rhinitis, period. In the clinic today, patient received the following. In a nebulizer treatment consists of Atrovent and albuterol times 1. Next medication, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. Next medication, Rocephin, 1 gram IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 15 to 20 minutes, after which she reports no side effects from the medication and improvement in her symptoms period. Please include in her assessment cervical lymphadenopathy correction, posterior cervical lymphadenopathy. Back to physical exam, neck. Patient indicated she has a little lump in the back of the neck that hurts. On physical exam, there is a subcentimeter marble-like structure that's mobile, tender to palpation in the posterior cervical triangle on the left. Back to assessment and plan. Now, we will do some labs because patient says she's concerned that this lump on her neck may be more than just a lymph node. We do some labs with CBC, CMP, TSH, T3, T4, A1C. And we'll schedule patient to visit revisit for reevaluation once these labs are available, period. She was sent home with the following medication: 1, Tamiflu, 75 milligrams, 1 POBID for 5 days, number 10. Next medication, Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, then 1 PO daily until it's gone. Number 6, in parentheses, this is for bronchitis and pharyngitis, close parentheses. Next medication, Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 5 days. Advice to increase fluids to come back to clinic before. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.